I'm Dave Drexler with Inside Art. In this segment, we welcome the creator of a feature-length radio drama centered around the real-life San Diego folk rock ensemble known as Calamity. Trouble, a Calamity Adventure, is a mystery musical roadshow comedy following the San Diego Music Award-nominated female band on their way to a gig in Las Vegas. It's a quirky story heavily infused with Calamity's music, along with narration from Jazz 88.3's own Claudia Russell. Percussionist, comedian, and writer Catherine Barnes is a product of San Diego Junior Theater and the San Diego Youth Symphony. She studied orchestral percussion at Northwestern University, earning a Fulbright scholarship to study the percussion of Brazil, along with research on the indigenous music of Ghana. She's written and performed two award-winning solo theatrical shows, including International Man of Mystery, which premiered at the San Diego Fringe Festival and went on to win awards at the Tucson and High Desert Fringe Festivals. Catherine Barnes, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Inside Art.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Well, congratulations on this interesting little radio drama. What inspired you to come up with this format for this particular piece?
So it was a couple things. It actually started with seeing a performance of a live radio play by a San Diego theater colleague of mine named Tom Stewart. He did a James Bond-themed radio play, and I watched it, and I thought, wow, that would be such a great format for Calamity. But I pictured us performing it on stage live, you know, with our script on music stands, you know, kind of like that. And Catherine Beeks, one of the members of the band, said, no, let's record this and do it like a podcast. And I thought, wow, that's a great idea. So that's what we wound up doing.
You know, what's interesting to me is, you know, maybe I'm of a certain generation where shows like The Monkees come to mind. I don't know if you have seen any of this.
I definitely know who that is. Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because actually the two stories that I kind of combined for inspiration for this were A Hard Day's Night and Thelma and Louise. So I think there's a long tradition of bands doing silly things like this.
Yeah, well, there's definitely echoes of this roadshow Thelma and Louise, and like you say, Hard Day's Night. They're both in there. Now you yourself have a little bit of a history of the band, although you're not a full-time member. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I met Catherine Beeks and Nisha Katran in, I think it was 2015, at an open mic. And at the time, they were looking for a percussionist to be in Calamity. I think Rhythm Rose Turner had the job before me. And so I played with them for a little while. And then, you know, I got busy. And so they found a different person. And then I approached them a couple years later after I had seen the James Bond radio play and said, hey, you know, I'd love to write something like this for Calamity. And they said, great, you want to be in the group again? So I worked with them again in 2019 and 2020. And it was around the time of the pandemic that, you know, my schedule got busy and, you know, things just, I think the person in it now is Jules. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking on her last name. She's really cool and I should know. But they have another percussionist now who's really great, but I'm happy to keep working with them in kind of this writer capacity.
So tell me a little bit about making the story and creating this and then the recording itself and having, you know, people that are not necessarily professional actors do the acting.
Well, okay, so the first thing you asked about was the story. So again, like I said, I think the biggest place I got inspiration for our plot was actually from taking history of rock at Grossmont College. I was taking that class and the teacher brought up A Hard Day's Night, and I had been struggling to come up with, you know, what our plot was going to be. We thought about, like, you know, we had all kinds of ideas that we discarded, like doing something set in the future or, you know, doing something set like an old Western, you know, all these kinds of things. And I took that class and I went, oh, like, you know, this is exactly the kind of thing that I'm trying to do. So I watched that movie and then I watched Thelma and Louise, and it flowed because the songs really went with that kind of a theme, like women on the road doing crazy things. It's really the songs that Catherine Beeks and Nisha Katran wrote that drive the plot. Does that make sense?
Oh, it does indeed. And you know, the nice thing also about the music is you hear the full length version of each song.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think it has to be that way because they're good songs, right? So, okay. And then there was another part of that question that you asked me.
And that was using not necessarily trained actors per se, right, as the performers here.
Right. Well, Nisha does have an acting background. And, you know, I would say that even without, you know, them being trained actors per se, there's always been kind of a theatrical element to Calamity. And we recorded all of it at Fox Steel Studios in Escondido with Ernesto Garcia Jr., who did a really good job, I think. And the editing, you know, it was a process for sure. But once again, I can thank the San Diego Community College District because I had taken the music production classes at Miramar College. So, I mean, it was a lot of editing to do, but I did it and it was fun and it worked out. So, no, they did not pay me to say that, by the way.
Well, we appreciate the props to our colleagues in the San Diego Community College District. I think this is a great way to promote a band if you're looking at promotion, and it's just to give it's different than, you know, a fanzine or just an email blast. This is a really great way to engage audiences for a musical group.
Well, we sure hope so. And I will tell you that it appears that the radio drama is making a comeback. And I learned this from Chris Collins, who does a millennial radio show that Calamity was actually interviewed on a few weeks ago. And he told us that recently a radio play bumped Joe Rogan out of the top slot on the Spotify rankings. And it wasn't us, unfortunately. It was WB's Batman, I think. But the point is that, you know, this genre is making a comeback and Calamity is really excited to be a part of that.
Let's hear a little bit of the trailer from Trouble, A Calamity Adventure. How can you set this up for us?
Well, you're going to hear us talking about the fictional gig that we were offered in Vegas. And you're going to get a little taste of how quickly things go awry in this tale of mayhem in the high desert.
From Trouble, A Calamity Adventures trailer.
Someone wanted to offer us a gig in Vegas.
Vegas!
Now we're talking.
Wait, who is this guy? What's the name of the venue?
It's called The Cavern, and the promoter's name is Mike Crotch.
Oh, please. We aren't really going to do this, are we?
I'm in.
So am I.
I'll bring the snacks.
Marcia?
Fine. But I don't have a good feeling about this.
Oh, God! Oh, God! What have I done?
Let's load him up and hit the road while it's still dark. And make sure you grab the gun. That turned out to be a good idea after all.
That's a section of Trouble, A Calamity Adventures trailer. And I'm joined on this week's edition of Inside Art by its producer, writer, director. You did it all there, Catherine. Catherine Barnes is my guest, a San Diego product. You spent a good deal of time in the San Diego Junior Theater, San Diego Youth Symphony. Maybe you can kind of characterize what those experiences were like and how important they were to you in, you know, kind of making you a professional.
Well, I'm really lucky that I got to do both of those things and participate in both of those organizations. You know, I would say that San Diego Junior Theater was just, I'm trying to find the right words here. It really helped me to stay sane. When I was a kid, you know, I had a lot of energy and had a hard time being still. And it was just a place where I could go and not have to worry too much about being too loud or being too obnoxious. You know, that was all built in. And I had some really great teachers like Don Victor, who taught improv, and Desha Crownover, who taught everything. And I'm still in touch with them today. That's one of the cool things about being in San Diego now, is that I get to see these people who taught me when I was a kid and have a professional relationship with them as an adult. It's really cool.
And tell me a little bit about your experience overseas doing research on the scholarships that you did for Northwestern University.
Well, you know, I was really lucky that Northwestern had a great office of fellowships that, you know, helped students to pursue those kinds of opportunities. And it started for me because I was very serious about being an orchestral percussionist, but very quickly I found that it's kind of boring. So I got really interested in what does percussion look like in cultures where it's actually the main event and not just an afterthought at the back of the orchestra. And also, I had studied in high school with a guy named John Flood, who taught at San Diego State, and he had been to Ghana a lot of times. So I think that, you know, again, it's like these San Diego area role models who made a really big difference for me and inspired me, you know, even when I wasn't here.
Back to Trouble, A Calamity Adventure, you brought in Jazz 88.3's own Claudia Russell to be part of this production.
That's right. Yeah, I'm trying to remember whose idea that was. I think that might have been Catherine Beeks or Nisha Katrin, but she was perfect.
And she's not only the narrator, I guess I would call her more of a master of ceremonies for the entire story.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. Yeah, she sets the scene at the beginning of, you know, after each song, she tells us where we are and what's going on. She gives the visuals, right, so that people know what's going on. And she also narrates our ads for the San Diego Troubadour.
Oh, they're one of the sponsors of this, aren't they?
Yeah, they're the sponsor, I guess.
Well, hopefully you develop more. Where can people go to listen to Trouble, A Calamity Adventure?
So you can hear it pretty much anywhere you get your music from. We released it through a group called the Open Door Playhouse, run by a gal named Bernadette Armstrong. And she put it on, let's see, iTunes, Spotify, Audible, Amazon, you know, pretty much anywhere. And if you still can't find it, you can go to heycalamity.com and you will find it there.
Okay, lots of options to listen to it. And it's all free, of course.
All free.
Excellent. And Catherine, maybe you can share with us some of your upcoming projects otherwise in either music or theater or whatever else you got going.
Well, let's see. I got a lot going on at the moment. I did a show at this year's San Diego Fringe Festival, which was in June, called Yes, No, Maybe So. It's all about consent and how much we all suck at it, especially me. And right now I'm working on getting some college bookings for that show because, you know, they talk a lot about that at colleges.
It's a big topic, yes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And then I've been working on an EP of original music for several years, and I really just need to get that done. So those are probably the two big projects that are on my plate right now.
What would you say as a solo theatrical artist, how does that give you more of a freedom of expression compared to musical performances?
Well, I mean, I think they're related. And I think that my own solo theater style came out of writing songs. I mean, my first show in its original incarnation, it was basically just a concept album. It was a bunch of songs that I had written kind of smushed together with a little bit of narration. The one thing I will say is that through working with solo theater director Jessica Lynn Johnson, I've learned a lot about creating different characters and playing different characters. And that's not always something that I get to do when I'm writing songs. So that's a big difference.
And how do you bring that into your writing for, in this case, the radio drama?
Well, in this case, you know, I already knew the women of Calamity pretty well, and they've all got very distinctive personalities and characters. So, you know, it was just a matter of tapping into that. And I guess that's something I was already used to doing from writing solo shows and creating different characters.
So this is somewhat biographical then? Loosely?
I mean, you know, the things, it's definitely a fictional story, right? The things in the show, in the radio play didn't actually happen. But I mean, there's elements of truth to it because anytime we play a gig, I mean, look at the name Calamity, right? There's always stuff that goes wrong, you know, crazy things that happen to us. So, you know, it's fiction with a heavy dose of real life, I guess.
Most of all, it's fun to listen to. And I really appreciate you coming on Inside Art, Catherine Barnes, to talk about Trouble, A Calamity Adventure, this radio drama, which again features Claudia Russell as narrator. Thanks again for joining us on Inside Art.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Catherine Barnes' original radio drama, Trouble, A Calamity Adventure, is available online from the Open Door Playhouse podcast at opendoorplayhouse.com and also at the Calamity Band's website, heycalamity.com. Inside Art is made possible with support from the members of Jazz 88.3. Replays and extended versions of every Inside Art broadcast are available online at jazz88.org/insideart. Again, my thanks to Catherine Barnes and Alex Greenbaum. For Jazz 88.3, I'm Dave Drexler. Join me again on air and online for another edition of Inside Art. And try.